In the midst of the first major snow event of the season, municipal and contractor snow clearing efforts are ongoing, with work expected to be completed within 24 hours of the event ending. Snow was still falling as of 1:30 p.m. today, which could indicate more than 24 hours until all roads and sidewalks are cleared. As of 10 a.m. this morning, the city had completed all main arterial roads and crews were approximately 60% of their way through rural and residential roads. Sidewalks were ongoing. It should be noted that the forecast is calling for flurries throughout the day, which could impact progress if snow begins to accumulate further, according to emailed correspondence from the city's communications department. Sudbury.com had requested a phone interview in the morning but was emailed answers to key questions instead due to an operations committee scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. City crews were out salting and sanding before the winter storm arrived and began plowing once snow started to accumulate, according to a post made to the city's Facebook page. A full call out of contractors was made at 12:01 a.m. this morning when the city reached 8 centimeters of snow. City staff and contractors deploy more than 90 pieces of equipment during events such as this, including plows, sidewalk plows, 4x4s, loaders, graders and various other pieces of equipment. The city's winter control efforts begin November 1 and contract snow plows begin November 15, which are typically in line with the first snow event of the season. Similar to the 2020-21 winter season, this year's onslaught of the white stuff didn't come until December. As highlighted during a media availability last month, this year's snow clearing efforts remain unchanged from last year. City crews and contractors work around the clock to maintain the 3,600 lane kilometers of road, 350 kilometers of maintained sidewalk and 500 bus stops throughout the winter, Director of Linear Services Brittany Hallam said at the time, adding that roads are categorized in a priority order of 1 to 6 based on the speed limit and road traffic volume. Highways and major arterials are cleared first and maintained with plowing, sanding and salting to bare pavement, with plowing commencing at 5 centimeters of snow accumulation. Lesser priority roads are maintained to a snow-packed and sanded status, with plowing commencing at 8 centimeters of snow accumulation. In emailed correspondence with Sudbury.com today, the city urged residents who have not seen a plow make a pass on their street 24 hours after the storm has ended to report it online at 311.greatersudbury.ca or by phone 311. Updates will then be sent via email or text message depending on the resident's preference. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.